Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Many physicians are parents, too, and some physicians whose children go to Brookline schools say they were alarmed when they saw some guidance put out by school officials. They say the guidance was that play dates between kids in a couple of families are okay as long as everybody's healthy. The doctors thought the guidelines were misguided, so they joined some other medical colleagues to put out a letter of their own. It has stricter medical recommendations. One of those parents is Dr. Vandana Madhavan. She is clinical director of pediatric infectious disease at Mass General Hospital. She says the physicians felt the need to speak out about the restrictions all of us, children and adults, need to impose on ourselves.
That's the focus, that we really need to make sure this is properly contained and mitigated, because we know that there is such a large number of the population at risk.
Let's get to the letter that you signed along with 49 mm-hmm. other doctors. It includes a kind of tabletop math exercise that is quite sobering. Mm-hmm. Scientists, we should say a little bit of background, measure the spread of an epidemic by calculating a couple of things. One is the way it develops in an individual and how many other people that individual gives it to before that person is no longer infectious because they're either cured or they're dead. The number that doctors use is called R0 or R0. So the R0 for the coronavirus, according to the letter, is close to 3. What does that mean?
So the R0, if it's close to 3, or about 2.7 is the latest estimate, it means that one person with the infection, without any social distancing measures, without quarantine, without proper identification, would likely infect 2.7 or close to 3 other people. And those 3 people are then going out into the community, interacting with others outside of the family unit. Those 3 people infect 3 more people, and so that's 9 more people who are infected by those 3 people. Adding that up, that goes to 13 people. Those 9 new contacts then can each infect 3 more people. And again, this is assuming that there are no limitations being put into place and they're going around in their community, and that's another 27. Those 27 people each infect 3 more people, that's 81. And so each line that we've included in the letter is not a cumulative total, that's just how many more are infected in the latest ring of contacts. Without interventions to limit this ever-growing spread, the number of active cases at any one time could get so large that it overwhelms healthcare resources.
So you see that from the hospital's perspective, just from a lay perspective. I mean, it's pretty jaw-dropping. The letter says in just 15 steps of transmission, you can start mm-hmm. off from one person and mm-hmm. with no kind of restrictions on that person's movement, within a matter of weeks, you can have that one case expand to more than 14 million people if you continue doing the math.
Right. I mean, that is clearly an extreme scenario where each person with a very mobile society, without travel restrictions, community restrictions, et cetera, it's certainly feasible for each newly infected person to have 3 new contacts who have not been previously exposed.
There are interventions going on. And as you say, there is social distancing going on.
Yes.
But the ones that you would especially highlight that, again, are recommended in this letter and will publish the letter, the one that I think a lot of parents will, certainly kids might have trouble with.
Right.
Your first recommendation, no play dates, not even 1-to-1.
And that it's something, as a parent of an almost 9-year-old and 6-year-old, it's one that strikes really close to home. You know, I would say for parents of teenagers who can be, you know, trusted to walk 6 feet apart from one other friend, it's one thing. It's one thing for older kids who can, you know, be trusted to take a bike ride with one other friend, again, staying that distance apart, not sharing bikes, not sharing helmets, things like that. It's very different. But the idea of a play date with unrestricted, you know, playtime among even 2 children, it just really raises the risk of asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic spread. And so it just should be off the table right now.
And I'm going to jump now to the very last recommendation that says, please avoid disseminating social media claims that the situation is not serious or that it's being exaggerated. This is a national crisis. Conveying misinformation to your friends and family may put their lives in danger. Yesterday, President Trump suggested that there may be a way to ease up on some of the social distancing measures sooner rather than later. Do you see that as a possibility?
I don't foresee that as a possibility anytime in the upcoming few weeks. We have no sense of the actual extent of infection in the U.S. because we've had such limited testing capabilities. And without having more testing, we really have no idea of how widespread infection has already been. And so without having that data, it is extremely premature to be able to say that we can start easing restrictions to limit spread at this time.
Dr. Madhavan, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dr. Vandana Madhavan is Clinical Director of Pediatric Infectious Disease at Mass General Hospital.